السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين ورحمة الله للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، إن شاء الله we'll continue in Asma'ullah al-Husna. And today the number is 34, inshaAllah. Today's attribute, inshaAllah, is An-Nur. An-Nur. And we know that the source of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is from both revelation in the Quran and in the Hadith, meaning the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the word An-Nur, the light, we get an impression and a knowledge right away. We know what light is. But of course, we need to go beyond this physical, you know, breakdown of what light is and so forth, and look at it in a slightly more broader way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically in the Quran said, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the nur of the samawat, the heavens and the earth. There is a light of the hereafter and the light of this life. So we divide it to two lights, one in the hereafter and one in this life. And the one in this life, we divide it to two. The light that Nur al-Basar wa Nur al-Basira. Nur al-Basar wa Nur al-Basira. There is a light of the eye, okay, where you see things. And al-basira, the light for al-basira, meaning the light of that brings you more information and knowledge of what things are, rather than in a deep meaning. Meaning, we shed a light on the matter so you understand it more. Right? So that is not a light that you see with your eyes. There's a light you put on the matter so you can understand it. Okay? Or the light is put on the matter so you can understand it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that what Allah brought down for us is nur, is a light. The Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a light. Now, there are, you know, person would look at something and see the light or see the object because of the light. So one could look at a mountain and what comes to their mind of what it looks like, and he maybe if he, you know, can ski on it, you know, it has snow or what, okay? Some benefit you can get from it. And some would look at the same thing and say, Subhanallah. Okay? Now, saying Subhanallah by looking at the mountain, it takes you to a whole different level of basira, not just basar. Okay? Reflecting on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. So, now, to shed the light on matter that are essential in our life, or essential for mankind to know, it is the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives to the one who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking this light and working for this light. So we know, we get to know where we came from. That's an information that is so valuable, so valuable. We know exactly where we came from. We know exactly what was going on at the time of the creation. This is something people, you know, dwell about and look forward to and speculate about, and we know the reality of it. We know why we are created. A young man that I have seen, I met, who came with me in Umrah a couple of weeks ago, already been a couple of weeks, who 22 years old, okay, American, born American, and he became a Muslim just by reading the Quran. Try to ask him, you know, his journey, so I would learn, see what ticks, if you will, with the non-Muslim, so I can use the information that he gave me in da'wah. And he tells me only the Quran. I tried to drill a little more to get, you know, some information. He said it was the Quran. Okay? And he was looking for a religion. And he, you know, went different places and talked to different people. People of the knowledge of particular religion, different religions. And they did not answer his questions. And he said as soon as he opened the Quran and he just read a little bit, he knew that he found what he was looking for. Read it in English. Okay? And one of the comments, you know, that he made, saying that, now I know why we are created. And it makes sense. I want to serve the Creator, and I'm looking forward to do that, and I don't know how. Now Allah tells me how, and Allah tells me, this is why I created you. Perfect. This is what it is, he said. Okay? This is a light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in things, why we are created. Death, and what happens at death. And after life, what happens after life. All this information about the unseen that many people would love to know and try to speculate to know. Okay. You know, I remember on PBS, on television, they had a series about someone who is a historian and thinker, a philosopher, okay? And he was going in the opposite direction of what religion is. He's trying to put it down. Try to put religion down. So when the story of, as they say, Adam and Eve comes up, okay, the person who's talking to him, say, okay, he would go to some kind of folklore kind of a stories of the old. And he says, look in this story, and he gives some kind of a culture, and give you a similar story, which is true. They had that story about two, Adam and Eve, and the place, and then they had to go out. See, it's just stories of the old. Instead of going to the conclusion that this, there were many messengers, the prophets, giving the same message, you would say, it was just an old thing, right? And now it is being taken, and now it is becomes a religion, and so forth. So, you know, in many ways, you're trying to break down the idea of religion. But he did not break down the idea of a creator. Okay? So he wanna just get away from organized anything that. So finally, after months and months, okay, of talking to this person, at the end the person tell him, okay, so who would get then this inspiration? Because now he reached the conclusion that there is a creator, okay, and there is a creation, and there has to be some relationship. So you deny messengers, you deny books, you deny this, you deny that. So he said, okay, so who is qualified to connect? So his word was artists. What does that mean? What does that mean? That's escape, right? Escape. Meaning saying that a person, artists, what do they do? They do as they wish, right? They do as they wish. They're not just like Allah said about the poets, Okay? Yeah, if you, in every valley, Yahimun, they just go and so forth. So that's a person who's running away from the light of Allah and trying to put it down. And Allah will guide to His light those who are truly looking for it. Like the young man I talked about, that he was genuinely looking for this. Allah gave him that light and took him to Mecca and Medina for less than a year. Less than a year. Okay? And now he's ready to get books and get stuff and immerse himself in knowledge and so forth. You know that there is sincerity in this. And the light of Basira came to him and he was able to see things. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as great scholars talk about this attribute, they say light is something that exists. And you could see it existing. And with that light, other things comes to reality, you could see. But all lights are starting from Adam, from non-existence. All lights are starting from non-existence. There was no light and then it became light. But the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of Allah. So therefore there is no non-existence before the light of Allah. The light of Allah is the light. Any light of this life or any light beside the light of Allah is capable of bringing something to the eye so you could see, and that which you could see is according to how big this light is. But now the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings everything into light. Now, when something that is in darkness, it doesn't mean that it does not exist. It exists, but you don't see it. And when the light is put on it, then your eyes can perceive that rays of the light on it, in it, so therefore you see the object. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, similarly, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, that points, issues, concepts, it remains not clear to many. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the light, with it you can understand. That is the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you can understand. This is a gift that Allah gives. As one scholar said when one scholar sent in a letter to another one, and he wrote to him, you know, 10 pages. And at the end he said, "I am very sorry to write that many pages to you. I just did not have time to write less." Right? I didn't have time to write less. In other words, to be able to take these 10 pages and to boil it down to points and clear points, okay, it would take a long time to do that. But to write so much was easier. So he wrote so much, he said, "I'm sorry, I'm writing so much because I did not have time." Okay? "I'm writing so much because I didn't have time." Okay? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Al-Haqq comes to us when things are boiled down completely to the absolute truth. So you get it, and you can take this two sentences and write 10 books about it. Okay? This is the essence of the truth, the essence of the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. Yesterday, after Isha, Brother Lu'ay have read one page, okay, of Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah. And he was talking, reflecting about the, you know, the value of standing with al-Haqq. Okay? We all try to articulate this so much. Try to articulate so much. And then When you don't know how to articulate it, what do you usually do? You talk so much. You talk so much. Okay? But finally, when you talk about it, think about it over and over again, write about it over and over again, read about it over and over again. Now, within one page, just when the soup is done, what do you call it? The cream. Yes. Whatever it is at the end, that this is it. This is it. Okay? And you take that and it affects you so much. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا Yes. You will say to it, be and it is, kun fayakun. What does that mean? Say to it, يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah will say to it, be and it is. Be what? To what? It's not in existence. But it is in existence with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah wishes to put His light on it, for this to become reality, so it becomes in the life, our life, and be able to recognize and know it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell to it be. So the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be on it. Now, this theme of things that are existing with Allah but not existing with us, this is in the hereafter what's going to happen. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the believers, they will receive the light, okay? And with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they say, what the dua they're going to say? Rabbana, atmim lana nurana. Now, O Allah, complete our light for us. What does that mean? Here is a light that you receive because of your good deeds in this life. And now when you're hereafter, in the hereafter, and you have that light. Now, you're saying, Allah, complete this light for us. So now imagine when Allah complete that light. Imagine what will appear to you, what that you're going to feel, what you're going to recognize that you did not recognize before. Abundance. Abundance. And that is the pleasure of the hereafter, and the pleasure of Jannah. The things that you could not realize and know in this life, now you are in Jannah, you realize and you know. Okay? Now you realize it and you know it, and it is from Allah. Okay? And the more you know it, the more pleasurable it is, just by having that knowledge of things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made clear to you. It is the creation. And now you could see the Creator as well. The Creator is the one that with the light that has no equal. The light that has no equal. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاضِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاضِرَةٌ. Faces that day cheerful and bright, okay, looking at their Lord. Okay. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, Allah give us the famous ayat about the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The essence of this light, the likeness of the light of Allah, not the light of Allah. Because Allah laysa kamithlihi shay', there is nothing like Allah. But the likeness of the light of Allah, it is like if there is a niche in the wall, you know what the niche is like. Something goes deep in the wall. It has five sides, and the side in the front is missing, right? A box in the wall, if you will, right? Now, it has a lamp in it. Okay. Now, why is this is in there? Why it is was done in the old days? Something to hold the lamp, to put it inside of it. because when the light is reflected off the wall right by it, it reflects back out, so you magnify the light. So that is the first magnification. Okay. Now, this lamp is like a kawkabun durri, like the cover of it, like a brilliant star. And that's another magnification. Okay. And then the fuel of which is like olive, and it is not eastern than the west in the middle, and it is so pure that it's about to light by itself without fire. That's another magnification. So, and then Allah said at the end, Nurun ala Nur. Okay, Nurun ala Nur, light upon light. This is a magnification. So here is the example that Allah gave us, that here is the light, the likeness of the light of Allah, this attribute or this kind of light, it keeps getting brighter, it's getting bigger, gets magnified more and more and more. And this is the essence of going to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You go into this light and you get more and more. And you understand more and more. Understand that is the light of Allah. This is the bounty and the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately after this ayat, Allah said what? Start with harf jar, right? Fi biyutin adhin Allahu laha an turfa. That in houses that Allah allows to be built. Okay. Now, what is in when you start a sentence? We say in. What is in it? It's the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning in the masajid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows for it to be built. This light of Allah is here, is in the masajid. Okay? You come to the masjid and you'll find the light of Allah. Okay? Is it the light that you could see with your eyes, with your basar? No, it's with your basira. It is with your heart, with your soul, with your intellect of the heart. You get to get close to the light of Allah, and the light of Allah will affect you. But to be from among those who receives it, you must come to the masjid often. You must make a point of coming to the masjid for the purpose to worship Allah and to receive the light of Allah. And the quality of those people, that they are not being taken away from the remembrance of Allah because of the dunya that is taking their mind and their effort and their heart attached to it. Okay. So, لا تلهيهم تجارة. The lahu is that which gets you busy away from something that you must do. It gets you busy from something that you must do. What is one of the beautiful life, part of a good life that you have living within a Muslim society? The very important part of it, that it the activities revolves around the prayer, around the activities in the masjid. The life revolves around that, not the other way around. Okay, because that which happens in the masjid in the way of salah, we are asked to do, we are commanded to do. And that which we do outside of the masjid is guaranteed for us. The rizq is guaranteed for us. But we are created to go to the masjid and pray. So when you are in a society that the adhan is given, and it is not odd to leave whatever you're doing and go and pray, this is a very comfortable life to your soul. Okay, because now you are tuning yourself to the way that Allah designed us for. Okay, you're tuning yourself to that tune that, you know, you stop and you go to receive the light of Allah, you pray to Allah, and you get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who their families and their tijara, their wealth, does not take them away from the remembrance of Allah. They deserve that. So you have to deserve the light of Allah. Okay? So once you design your life around the prayer, you know that you are qualified to receive the light of Allah. And also fear. Okay? يَخَفُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ, that they are afraid of a day that the vision in it goes stray or goes up and down, if you will, or goes, put it, be in fear. Meaning the day of judgment, meaning at that day when it's going to be equal to 50,000 years. Okay? When we hear, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks about a person who, for example, hoards money, hoards gold and silver. Rasulullah ﷺ tells us about a kind of punishment he's going to have. That the silver and the gold that he accumulated, تُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي النَّارِ, that will be in like in hellfire, burning like hellfire. And تُحْمَى عَلَيْهِمْ what? جِبَاهُهُمْ, their faces, جُنُوبُهُمْ, their sides, ظُهُورُهُمْ, their backs. Okay? فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَرُهُ 50,000 سَنَةً. And we keep doing that in a day that's equal to 50,000 years. Meaning that day of judgment. And they'll be punished there. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, until the matter is done, meaning the matter of judgment is done, إِمَّا سَبِيلُهُ لِلْجَنَّةِ وَلَى النَّارِ أَوْ إِلَى النَّارِ وَلَى الْجَنَّةِ, then there will be decision made, he will go to hellfire or go to paradise. Do you see how scary that is? But the point is, this person can go to paradise. Meaning that he's not kafir. You understand? If he's a kafir, then he is dwelling forever in hellfire. But this punishment for 50,000 years, for a Muslim, it is a quality of those who come to the masjid and receive the, be qualified to receive of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are afraid of that day. They are afraid of that day. They do not think that they are exempt from this. Okay? They know that they could be punished. Okay? They are not only have hopes, they have fear as well. Genuine fear of that day. So, that is a qualification of a person that receives the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. And as we said in the hereafter, then one will receive the light as big as the deeds. And the sirat will be there, and one will go on the sirat as fast or equal to how big his light is. One will go very quickly. And remember, hellfire will be under the sirat. And one will go slower and slower, and one will, as Rasulullah ﷺ said, will crawl in his face on the sirat, and hellfire will touch him, and his light will go on and off. And when his light goes off, he tilts toward hellfire, and hellfire will touch him. And when it goes on, he gets back on the sirat and keeps going. Okay. So the benefit of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a complete benefit. Trying to achieve the qualification to receive the light of Allah is to surrender to Allah, to say we are Muslims to Allah, to obey Allah, to go to the masajid, to make sure that nothing take us away from coming to the masajid, having the niyyah of coming to the masajid with worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show you the right path and guide you to the straight path. And at the same time, you're not by this work thinking that you are exempt from punishment by doing this. You know that punishment might reach you, so you're afraid of that day. Okay? That is when you start achieving, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start giving you that light. Again, what is that light? It is the light that makes things clear for you. Things that that has nothing to do with material life. Allah gives light to people to discover things who completely work in the material life. So they will discover things by chance, right? They say by chance. We say by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person in a lab will leave something on the side and neglect it, and they forget it, and they go back, you see something in it that develops, study it, and now he discovered something. And they are polite. They say, we discovered. Yeah, that's the right word, discover it. It is already there, but they discover it. That is the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put on things, and he permit for these things to appear at that time. Okay? We're not talking about this light, because this light, anyone receives, a believer or a disbeliever. But the light of the truth, the light of absolute haqq, is the light that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, to receive this light is to achieve happiness in this life. Okay? And this is the light that the companions and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa and the messengers of Allah carried with them. Okay? Is the light that made their chest open and at comfort, at ease. The light that made them understand the reality of things. People who are away from the path look at things and see certain facts or certain things, not necessarily maybe not even facts. But a believer with the light of Allah look at it and gets a different impression and different explanation. At the time of Al-Ahzab, the time of the people of the trench, Al-Khandaq, what is the munafiqeen in the army of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? They saw Al-Ahzab, they saw this number of people are coming, they felt the cold, the darkness, and all the pressures, okay? Then, ما وعدنا الله ورسوله إلا غرورا. They said, what Allah and His Messenger promises is nothing but in vain, not true. Okay? The Muslimin looked at it and says, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is what Allah and His Messenger promised us, and Allah and the Messenger give us the truth and tell us the truth. The same thing, the same difficulties, but the receiver is different. One receiver has darkness, and one receiver has light. So the receiver who has light gets the correct interpretation of what's going on. The one that does not have light gets an interpretation of false and takes him away from the path. Even though the Quran is the same, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا يَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا, and does not increase those who are committing injustice except in more loss. The Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فيه هدى ونور, and it has guidance and has light وشفاء, هدى وشفاء للمؤمنين. It has guidance and cure to the believers. ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارة, and it does not increase those who commit injustice, the disbeliever, the kuffar, except more loss. The same Quran. Why? Because one has the light of Allah, so with that light things are clear. And someone does not have the light of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Allah's light is the only light that has no, as we said before, no darkness before it. It's always there. And every other light starts with darkness and then it is initiated. Okay? And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that with Allah, nothing is in darkness. Allah brings things in the open. And when we are in darkness, there are things in darkness still, but we cannot see it. When we are in light, there are things around, but we can see it. So two people could be in the same circumstances. One in darkness and one in light. Okay? Once they start moving and doing whatever it is that they need to do, planning their lives, working, dealing with families, doing whatever it is they lead their life in. One is in darkness, so he will collide with things. He will hit things and things will hit him. And if he hits things that are stronger than him, he will hurt, he will get hurt. If he hits things that are weaker than him, he will cause harm. But definitely he will cause problems and problems will happen to them. But the one who has the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sees that which could harm him and stay away from it. And he sees what harm he could cause and make sure that he does not cause it. And maneuver himself around this world or the life that Allah designed for him in a way would be most beneficial to others and to himself. This is the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one, and a believer can once, if he loses the light here and there during his journey, he can tell why a problem is happening, because something that he did not make the right decision in, he was in darkness in it, and he did not, you know, put the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it made the wrong choice in it. That's why there are problems. And the others, they go in this life causing harm, and harm they receive harm as well, and they have no idea why is this happening, and they keep standing up and falling over and over again. Okay. Again, it is the light that not only we received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us and went ahead of us and went with the light that he showed us how to maneuver through every occasion and every matter and every situation in this life. And now all we have to do is follow the steps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every matter, in a matter of business, in a matter of savings, in a matter of marriage, in a matter of raising children, in a matter of dealing in politics, in a matter of dealing in the society, in a matter of dealing with neighbors, in a matter of preparing for the hereafter, in every matter is in our life. And this way and this path is being complete. It has been completed. It is finished. Okay, it is perfected. Now, who on earth have that privilege except us? To have the knowledge of this except us? No one. And we need to look at it with this attitude, that this is truly, we are this, just knowing that we have that, it's a privilege. It's a blessing from Allah. It is something we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. And again, as we always say, that imagine you being tested and you're given the answer in sheet. What would you do? You are Allah's blessings telling you, I'm testing you, and by the way, here are the answers of the test. And the foolish mankind saying, pushing the answer test away, say, I know what to do. That is foolishness. That is foolishness. But when we get the answering sheet and answer the questions, sometimes when we answer and we see the answer there already, sometimes the answer doesn't make sense to us. But now we say this answer is from Allah. So therefore, it must be absolutely truth and the goodness only from this answer. Even though we don't quite comprehend it. But the one who's given it to us is the most knowledgeable and the most wise. Inshallah, you have the microphone? Yeah. Inshallah, we'll continue with our sunnah, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خيرا شيخ محمود. Just to add what you said, Allah نور السماوات والأرض. You know, the first what come to the mind, the people will think it's light, actual light, like the sun coming. Yeah. You know, the light. You know, if you go to the this is my only you know خاطرة. Mm-hmm. If you go outside the earth, it's darkness.
Yes.
I mean, when you go in the heavens and the skies and the cosmos, what we know about it is darkness. They call it the dark matter. Mm-hmm. It's full of energy, but it's dark. Mm-hmm. And how you will come up, how we will attribute this, Allah, Allahu A'lam, He is the guidance of the samawati wal ard. He is the one, He give the light, shed the light for each object mm-hmm. and each creation in the heavens and the earth to find its way. Mm-hmm. The system will go in His light. Mm-hmm. So Allahu mm-hmm. A'lam, I think the meaning means that the guidance.
It is part, yes.
Yeah, He is guide everything. So mm-hmm. He give it the light for it so it's mm-hmm. go and will not collapse to each other and will survive. And just last time I said in the Isha prayer, I think, or in the Fajr, that Ibn al-Qayyim said that the Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah the light of the heavens and the earth. So the Quran itself, it's a nur from mm-hmm. Allah. So when you receive it, this light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have, he just elaborate in the ayah, إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد. So the one who have a sound heart, which is under the fitrah, still have the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not pollute it, did not, you know, there is no blemishes in his heart. The Quran will come al nurun ala nur. It will come right away directly to his heart, where he will understand it and reflect it and shine and become, you know, see the way. In every ayah, he will absorb it and understand it and know what Allah wants him to do in it. Mm-hmm. And the other part of the ayah, he said, أَوْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ كَانَ لَهُ أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ. Ibn al-Qayyim said, why? Somebody was said, why he did not say, wa? Why أَوْ? Why is not
or?
You know, or. Yeah. Why it's or? Uh-huh. It's not or, actually. It is for the person who does not have a complete fitra, heart, sound.
Some blemish.
Then he need his ears. Yeah. So the information will come to the ears, you know. Go in the mind, said, oh yeah, he said, yeah, that's true. Then shine to the heart. It's like a reflecting mirror, you know. Yeah. Come to the ears, go to the mind. And so Allah light, if we have the receiver, like you said, the qalb al-hay, which is a live heart, and we could receive the information right directly to the heart, the mind will not object with it and it will light our way in life. Allahu alam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay.
I have a question, Sheikh Muhammad. I think there was a hadith about when we're praying, so much nur is above our head that if we look up, I know we're ordered not to look up, look down, our Prophet ordered us to do, but is that true that we will become blinded? Was that a hadith that I was...
No, the light that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make dua for, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for, oh Allah, give me light in my vision, give me light in my hearing, give me light in my tongue, give me light in my in the front of me, in the back of me, above me, under me, right side and left side. Give me light and, you know, and increase my light. Okay, that is a light that Brother and I were talking about all the time, which is the light of guidance, the light of understanding, the light of staying away from that which is haram and meaning that which is halal, to be able to see that which is only good, to hear that which is only good, and so forth. In prayer, it's not a physical light that you could see, but it is, again in the masajid, is the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the effect of the light will be on you. And that effect is more guidance, more understanding, and more piety. Allahu a'lam. Yes.
But doesn't nothing to do with light.
Yeah. Right.
It's not like light.
The newer coming. Yeah.
But you should not your eyes like wandering around when you are praying.
Yeah. Just down. Yeah. That's what I. That was.
Yes.
My,
do not look in the skies.
Yeah,
that was my question.
Yes.
I like to share a story as well. The other week, I was on the internet listening to a brother who just converted to Islam, and he was telling his story from, he was born an atheist, and he decided that
No, he was born as a Muslim. But
well, I'm sorry.
He was raised, grew up as an atheist.
Yeah, he was raised as a, I'm sorry. Yeah, that is a big mistake though, yes. And then he searched for religion, and then he stopped, he forgot Islam, and then his friend told him, have you tried Islam? And then he said, Islam, there are people with, you know, big beard terrorists, I'm scared to go in the masjid. And the first time he walks in the masjid with his shoes, and he crosses a person, you know, praying right in front of him. So they welcome him, and then at the end of his story, he says, they gave me a Quran, and I was reading it, and I really liked it by reading the Quran. I said, I'm going to convert, but he said, I had to have a moment, so I shut the lights down, put on the candles, I was waiting for inspiration, and then I put the Quran I put the Quran down right in front of me, opened the window, and I said, God, I'm going to convert to Islam, just show me a clue or show me something so that it will say, okay, I'm going to convert. He said, I waited, no sound. I was just waiting for a little click, and I would say, okay, that's the message from Allah, I will convert to Islam. He said, I did it 3 times and nothing happened. And I was so, you know, disappointed. So he said, I opened the Quran, and then I was starting to read, and I saw the ayah. Do not look for, I cannot translate, I don't know exact of the verse, but he said, do not look for magic or anything. Look around you to see the truth.
Yes.
So he said, as soon as I read that ayah, I run right to the masjid, and then I open the door and I see thousands of people praying in front of me. I didn't know it was the first day of Ramadan. So he said, I want to be a Muslim. So that's when he converted. But just look around you and you will see the door. You know, that's what his story was about.
Yeah. Something similar, Sheikh Yusuf Estes, he said when he, you know, he was contemplating about becoming a Muslim and so forth, this is what he was looking for. You know, being a minister before and so forth, he talks about signs and this, and he said, okay, now let me see what signs, and says how silly that was, yes. Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
About the young person who accompanied you to Umrah, when Allah blessed me first time to go to Hajj, we had a young person with us in our group, and he was younger than my son, and I don't know what brought him to Islam, but he was correcting me, but as I was praying, and he was telling me that the things that I thought I was doing it right, but he was telling me, no, you are not taking enough time between the sujood and in the sujood, and when you come back from ruku, alhamdulillah, and that was his first hajj.
Inshallah.
I mean, when he became Muslim, it was only 10 months that he became Muslim, and that was the first hajj that he went. Inshallah. So Allah send someone younger than my son to guide me.
Alhamdulillah.
And when I came to Darul Taqwa, Allah sent another one, Sheikh Al-Jabadi, who is younger than my son, and he's guiding us and giving us guidance. SubhanAllah. Also about the time you do not have, he did not have, to make it shorter, when Sheikh Zuhair was here, he took 2 classes I attended over a year, I think, and he printed 2 pages from Sheikh Ibn Qayyim, and he gave 6 months lectures on those 2 pages, SubhanAllah. And that is, sometimes I wonder that, SubhanAllah, how much knowledge those people have. And he's the student of Imam Shafi'i, so how high Allah has given place to Imam Shafi and his teacher Imam Malik and his teacher Imam Abu Hanifa.
SubhanAllah.
So SubhanAllah, it is only ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ
يَشَاءُ. And Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said when he was, the favorite famous story, when he was learning, he had a photographic memory, right? So He would look at a page and he would cover the left page so he will not look at it first. So he would remember left before the right. And then he had difficulties and he went to his teacher. He said, I lost it. I cannot memorize of course, lost it to us is we need that kind of loss, but you know, meaning is deficient. And so he told him that knowledge is the light of Allah, and Allah will not give his light to those who are disobedient. Yeah, so again, the light. So that's all he told him. And then when he said, I went to him again, and he said, did you get it back? He said, yes, I did. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. That is, I don't know. I think the Sheikh said that when he was going unintentionally to look, I don't have that. A female, and she looked her legs under the knees. I don't know how true is that. And that's why when he realized that what happened, he repented, and Allah gave his light back to him. That's what I heard. I don't know.
I'm not sure if those two are connected, but it is. Yeah, we heard that story. That he a little bit of wind came around and he saw a heel of a woman. Yeah. And he went running and said, what is this world coming to? Yeah. Now, what do we say these days? I really, that does not affect me much, but I don't know.
Apparently that was not in the U.S.
Yeah. No, that's one of the gifts of not being able to see well. Ya Shabab? Halas? No more?
I think we have been listening to some very good attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the light. Very briefly, I will say a couple of words that the light of Allah, this is the lighthouse in this mosque. If those who frequent the mosque, they get the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they want it or not. Everybody is affected. One, those who are frequenting the mosque of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will get a little bit of his light. Mm-hmm. And it changes their attitude and their behaviors. Mm-hmm. And I have noticed some people, and I have experienced also, that if there is a difficulty, they are patient. And if there is an easiness, they get some ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are thankful. Mm-hmm. And this is the effect of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they get by visiting his house and praying as much as possible.
Alhamdulillah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullahu khayran.